All right, Spring Valley Town Advisory Board, July 30th, 2024. It's 6:03. Few notes. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine items. The board may remove items. No action may be taken other than those listed on the agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off your phones and devices. Please take conversations outside the room. Board members today, myself, Brian Morris, we have Randall and Dr. Juana. Dale and John are excused today. County liaison is Mike Shannon. And let's go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance. 1, 2, 3. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is a time for public comment. Should anybody wish to make a comment in general, otherwise we would suggest that you wait to comment on the specific item on the agenda once that item has been called. Do we have any public comment? No public comment. Next up, approval of the minutes from our last meeting, July 9th, 2024.
Move to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval, next up, approval of the agenda for today. Item number two, the Zoolanders vacate and abandon is going to be moved to the September 10th Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting at the request of the county. What was the reason? Subject to rewrite and re-notify. The applicant is here and has just learned of this request by the county. Otherwise, I believe that the remainder of the agenda stays the same. I move to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, next up, informational items. Anything from the county?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mike. And then we're into planning and zoning. So just for the applicant for number two, we're not going to call it. It's not on the agenda. It's back here September 10th, so you don't have to stay if you don't want to. We're not going to call it. Nothing's going to happen. But you're welcome. You're welcome to stay for the meeting. Item number one, WS 240285, De Prieto, Elizabeth, and Estrada, waivers of development standards for one, reduced setbacks, two, reduced separation for an accessory structure in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.14 acres in an RS5-2 residential single-family zone, generally located on the south side of Edna Avenue, 175 feet east of Lindell Road within Spring Valley. Do we have an applicant here?
Yes.
Now is your time to present to the board in regard to your application. I would first just state to you, are you aware of the county staff report in regard to your application?
No.
So just to kind of let you know where things stand, my understanding is this is structure already existing?
Yes.
And now you're going back and trying to permit?
Yes.
The county staff has recommended denial of the application, meaning the gentleman here, his department at the county that reviews these things has recommended denial. Whether or not you want to move forward or discuss that with the county staff to see if they would be willing to consider approval of any part of that is up to you. But just letting you know, you are going to the Planning Commission right now on August 6th. So you wouldn't have time to come back and talk to us again before that without moving that date if you were concerned about holding that date. We did call this a couple weeks ago and there wasn't anybody here, so we moved it to today. With that being said, now's your time to present to us and explain why we should approve your application, or if it was possible for you to, pending, I'm assuming you're getting a ticket or something or whatever the county's unhappy about, if it was possible to move it out, you could go talk to the county some more about it before you go forward.
Okay. My mom started building this. Could you
let us know your name and address for the record, please?
Diana. I'm Elizabeth's daughter. Elizabeth Charles, my mom. It's her house. She started building this. Whoever she contracted said we didn't need a permit because it wasn't tall enough. He started building this, he ghosted us. She wanted to do a storage because she likes to make dresses for her. She used to make dresses for me when I was little. And now she wants to make it for her grandkids. And her room is tiny, so she wants to make the storage to have enough room for her to do some sewing. She's already retired. And we're not planning on living in there. We just want air conditioner because she's planning to do her hobbies in there. But the guy recommended to do two floors. She was only gonna do one floor. The contractor she hired said that two floors was okay because she didn't need a permit. So she went ahead and do that. And there's room to the back of the house. I think that was what they needed mostly, to have more room. But there's enough room separation from the back fence and from the neighbor's fence.
Okay. Do you have pictures?
Yes.
Do you have letters from neighbors? Do you have anything else that you would like to show us that would let us know that this would work well in the neighborhood?
With the file.
Okay. Mike, can we bump her out, get her in touch with the county and give this another shot?
What's that?
This is the applicant's daughter. She doesn't have any pictures, she doesn't have any letters from neighbors, she's not aware of the county's report suggesting denial. Can we get her bumped out?
Yeah, you can hold it and I can talk to her in the hall.
She's not going to be able to make the Planning Commission meeting on August 6th, so we're going to have to move that, too.
Okay, so you want to hold it for the next meeting?
Is it possible for us, can we somehow procedurally, functionally bump the Planning Commission hearing out?
If you hold the item at this meeting, the Planning Commission typically holds it over as well to their next meeting.
So,
okay.
So, yeah. So, I just want to make sure by us doing this, will she get fined? I mean, is there a deadline that she needs to get some deadline?
Okay. Public response knows that she's coming to the board.
Okay.
And more than likely the officer may be in my office with me. I don't know who's assigned the case, but I will follow up and I'll be happy to talk in the hall to help.
Okay, so we didn't accept the case, so I guess we can't ask questions, right?
If you're going to make a motion to hold it, and
how do you feel about if we do August 20th in like 4 weeks instead of two?
Is that
okay, ma'am?
Yeah, fine.
I Right. I need you to talk to Mike. I need you to talk to the county and see their report. I need you to come back with letters from every single neighbor that's next to your house.
Okay.
I need to come back with pictures. I need a Google map thing that shows the house. We need to see everything, and you need to explain why this is okay. We need pictures of the inside of the building that show dresses being sewn.
Okay.
Everything that lets us understand that this would be okay.
Okay, the letters from the neighbors, can they be like email they send?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just get a, get it. Say, this is my name, this is my address.
To my house?
Mm-hmm. And may, are either of you here for this app, for this specific application?
Yeah.
No.
So where the shed is, right?
Right. You get me your address. Tell me this is the next house. Here's their email. Here's the next house. Here's their email. And get us an explanation of why this is okay. Get a picture of your mom sewing a dress inside the house. Get a picture of the house. Get a pictures inside. Get maps. Talk to the county.
Okay.
And the net, to give you enough time, the next meeting is August 13th, but I think that's only 2 weeks away. Let's move you to August 27th.
Okay.
That means you're not going to be going to the county commission like you were planning on August 6th.
Okay.
You're going to come back here. So I move to continue this item to the August 27th Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. Any discussion from the board?
No.
All those in favor? Okay, you're coming back here on August 27th, talk to Mike, and come back with a complete explanation and pictures and letters and emails and a Google map of the neighborhood and tell me every address and why the neighbor said it's okay, and we'll see if we can get you approved.
And it would help what you just shared, where your mother was told she didn't need, whether it's true or not,
right.
Uh-huh.
Bring
whether
it's
true or not, if she can just write down that she was told by the individual,
okay.
And if you have to have the name of the individual and the number of the individual, put that down in the letter so the county can consider
Bring the invoice she paid for the house. Bring the check, bring a printout of the check that she used to pay them.
She paid
cash.
Okay. Bring screenshots of cell phones. Just bring everything that lets us, like court hearing, but this is not court, you know what I mean? But like, what are the things that will show everything you said, and then we'll talk about it on August 27th, and you can go ahead and talk to Mike before you leave today, and he'll also give you some thoughts about how to proceed.
Okay.
Any more questions?
No.
Okay.
Could you sign in here just so we get your info, please?
Next item on the agenda, skipping number 2, we're on to number 3, ET24400077, UC220319, Maverick, Inc., use permit first extension of time to reduce separations to a residential use, waiver of development standards for 1, landscaping, 2, modified driveway, design reviews for the following, convenience store with gas station and restaurant, 2, finished grade on 1.7 acres in commercial general, located on the northwest corner of Durango Drive and Russell within Spring Valley. Do we have an applicant for this item? We did a motion to move her to the 27th, right?
Yes.
We did. Yeah. Yeah, we did it. I was kind of talking at the same time, but did it as a motion. So, on number 3, I'm not really inclined to, I guess, hold it in the sense that we only got one more item and we're going to be done in a minute. So, I would, this is going to BCC on August 21st. So, I move to continue item number 3 to August 13th. Any discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
We haven't had a vote yet.
and we'll have to make sure Mike knows that we moved that one.
I'll let him.
And then the final item on the agenda, I hope you guys are here for this one, UC240323, Duong Tran LLC use permit for a banquet facility in conjunction with an existing commercial complex on a portion of 7.79 acres in CG Commercial General, generally located on the south side of Sahara, 550 feet east of Tanea Way within Spring Valley. Do we have an applicant for this one? Ma'am, this is your time to present to the board in regard to why we should approve this application. We've got the projector thing if you want to put something on the table so that we could all see it. Please start with your name and address to identify yourself.
The address of the property or my...
Just your name and address. You can use your business address if you want to, but we need to know who you are. Okay, got you. Do you have any pictures or anything else you want to share with us?
Well, I did turn everything in for our application. I don't know if I was supposed to present some of that. This is my first time doing something like this, but I guess I can show this
you
is
might
want just
to use a projector.
Oh, up here. I don't know. Can I do a normal paper?
I guess the obvious question, it doesn't look like there's any residences within
no residencies anywhere nearby.
And just to confirm, thank you for presentation. Mm-hmm. Do we have any comments from the public? No comments from the public? Go ahead, go ahead.
Just real quick, so
yes.
Obviously you're working, you're the lessor, you're the one
yes.
leasing the space.
Yes, 10-year lease.
Yeah, you don't own the building or anything, right? So basically, you're going to manage the space so there's no conflict. That's all.
Yes, they've agreed to it. They've signed our application. Yeah. They're on it.
Okay. And then they know if they do something bad that you get to beat them up? No, seriously, though, they're aware of their responsibilities of the...
As the owner of the property?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We've worked out everything insurance-wise. No alcohol, none of that stuff. It's really just meetings, so I think most of the stuff is simple.
My... I guess my only question for the county, when I was reading this, and I'm not sure if I missed something, but you know, I saw the application was talking about the events are Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, correct? Is that the kind of thing? I didn't see where the county picked that up as a condition. Does that mean the county just doesn't really care what time the events are? In other words, and it would have been picked up as having that condition if the county was concerned of if they went until 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock or something, right?
Yeah. There's a few uses that the county will regulate as far as like hours go. But this being just a banquet facility, we wouldn't
mm-hmm.
regulate this.
Okay.
The board or planning commission might want to put regulations on it, but we would.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anything else from the board on this one? The staff is recommending approval on the use permit. Seems pretty straightforward.
So basically. It's not going to be used anytime after 5 p.m.
Well, unless it was like a weekend, like corporate.
Well, yeah, Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday, yeah. But
yeah.
During the week, you're not going to permit any...
No, because we already offer dance classes at that time.
Okay, cool.
Did you have any questions?
No, it's regular dancing, right? Not,
yeah.
Okay.
Regular dance. Kids there.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we approve it with staff conditions and recommendations.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ma'am, we're a moment away from concluding the meeting. Is there something you were...
What time did it start?
6 o'clock.
I showed it started from 6:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would have been here earlier. I was just
yeah.
going to the parking lot.
Yeah, it's at 6 o'clock. Was there a particular matter you were here for?
Well, there is. It's a political matter. There was a lot of signs that were put across the street. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's not in the agenda.
Oh, okay. Let me just give me a minute, and we'll go ahead and get there, actually. General business, Mike.
This evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so, ma'am, we're actually open to comments from the public now. Have you signed in yet?
I have not.
So if you
I've
could,
never been here. I just wait.
If you could sign in,
okay.
But otherwise you can just go ahead right now. Give us your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to let us know anything you want to tell us about.
Sign in for sure.
Just go ahead, give us your name and address first, and then sign in.
My name is Leslie Quinn. It's Leslie, last name is Quinn, Quinn. I live in 89145. Do you have the street address? Or?
Yes.
7112 Shore, Shore Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Mm-hmm. And yep, 3 minutes to tell us whatever we need to know.
Okay.
It's open floor.
Well, during the election cycle, from what I understand on the election board, candidates are allowed to put signs up, and then they have to take them down if they didn't win within 30 days. However, the signs that were put up in the park over by the soccer field in the back, all were taken out, and none of the candidates were advised of anything. And several of my husband's signs were taken down. There was five of them taken down, and those signs are not cheap. They were 4-foot by 8-foot signs. We were never advised. I have tried to call multiple times to try to get the signs back. If we were advised that they had to come down, I thought winning candidates, he won his primary, and he's moving on to the general. Yay. Mm-hmm. But the bummer is the signs are gone, and I have tried to reach out several times to different people at Desert Breeze Park and have no idea who to talk to get those signs back or what happened to them and why were they taken down without advising us when it is legally our right to have them up according to the Elections Department.
Okay. Was there anything you wanted to add to that before I shared some thoughts?
I'm sorry.
Was there anything else you wanted to add to that before I...
No, there's no sharing thoughts. She makes her comment. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Technically, we're right. Supposed to discuss
it. Well, that's what I was going to say is, you know, there's...
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I've never been here, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. She makes it. I'll give you my card. You can mm-hmm. call me, and I'll follow up with you, but... Mm-hmm. This is just a public comment period. It's not something we discuss.
So, and I guess that's what I was going to say. So, thank you for coming to share that public comment with us. We can't, you know, it's not something we can take action on, but you could certainly give Mike a call, and he may be able to help guide you as well.
Okay.
Any other public comment? No. Okay. The next meeting will. What's that?
I was here to listen on the Maverick.
The applicant did not show up, yeah. So we moved it to August 13th.
Okay, I just want a confirmation on that, because I heard a few other dates get pushed around. So.
Yeah, Maverick has moved to August 13th to the next meeting. So you'd certainly be welcome to come back if you wanted to.
Yeah, and it's an extension of time, so we will only discuss the extension of time.
Okay, I saw there was also waiver of development standards on their agenda.
It's an item that has been previously approved by the county,
okay.
And they had a certain time window to get it done.
Gotcha.
They're coming in to say we need more time, so it's going to be discussing whether or not they should receive an extension of time, not the in-depth entire
gotcha.
Application
so
of what was approved.
So this is all
right.
This stuff.
Right, there's nothing new. It's just whether or not they should have more time for what the county commission has already approved.
Okay, do you happen to know how much more time they're asking for?
I'll leave that right up.
Okay.
Yep, you can look through that and everything should be in there, and if you certainly come back with any other questions.
All right, thank you, sir.
You said August 13th at what time, 6 o'clock?
Yes, yep.
6 to 7?
It's just 6 until we're done. We've been kicked out before at 11 p.m.
Same room. Same
yep.
Hopefully.
And I think that's it. Anybody, I think we're covered for today. Adjourning the meeting at 6:31. We'll be back August 13th at 6 a.m.
6 p.m.
We should outlaw
yep.
the heat. Yeah,